Immigrants from around the globe have settled in New England's port cities, creating a rich mosaic of cultural influences. Carol Brown tells how her father-in-law, who fished out of Gloucester, came to America from the Azores.
At age 13, 14, he started becoming interested in making money. And on Pico Island, there was no money. Very, very, very sparse. So anyways, he would run away from home. He'd take a dory and go to the neighboring island and try and get to the mainland, trying to work his way on a ship to America. So this went on for 3 or 4 years, 5 years. When he became 17, 18, his father went to the people in the town of Pico, neighbors, relatives, and that, and got up the money for his sailing to America. And he said, "Don't disgrace me and don't hurt these people, because they're giving you everything they have, which isn't much, but it's everything they have. Yeah. You pay this bill back as soon as you get there." So anyways, he came to America and he sent the money back.
We used to have around Christmas time a big party at somebody's house. Just like, you know, you're very clannish then. And there'd be Irish jigging, and there was a guy in a little Constantine, or is it? He'd be there, and the man had paws on him about that big. And he'd be squeezing that thing and stomping, and I swear to God, I thought the piano was going to fall over because he was stomping and the floor was going up and down so bad. But I learned the Irish jig from one of those guys, and I used to do it, but I'm getting too old for it now. Because you've got to have good strong legs and good wind.
Paul Swain, retired New Bedford auctioneer, lumper, and port agent, whose family came to New Bedford from Newfoundland.
So that's how we started, and the Newfoundlanders come down here about that time. And then they progressed, and the fleet started getting larger and everything else. And you could tell that there was a Newfoundland part of the fleet, because all of a sudden you see the names were Newfoundland names, like not towns or anything, but the wives' names or something like that. Whereas the other half at the same time coming in was the Norwegians. So they were the scallopers mostly, and the Newfoundlanders were all dragger fishermen.
There was a lot of Norwegian that came, just left their wives and came here and went fishing.
That's retired fisherman Gunnar Gunderson.
They went home for Christmas and came back in the spring. And I would say on the island of Karmøy, where we came from, probably, you could hardly find a house that there wasn't a man that had left for America. That's not too much of an exaggeration.
Oh, I emigrated from Poland to United States in 1996. Yeah. And shortly after that, I started work on a fishing boat.
New Bedford scallop boat captain Eva Liput.
My father was a fisherman. He never fished for scallops because we actually don't harvest the scallops from the Baltic Sea. But he used to work on a Georges Bank when the Poland had a contract with United States in the 1950s for herring and mackerel. So I kind of now think it's interesting that I, you know, after 20 years,
You're on the same bank,
on the same spot like my father was.
Voices from the Port is produced by the Working Waterfront Festival with funding from the Massachusetts Foundation for the Humanities. To learn more about the commercial fishing industry, visit New Bedford, America's number one port.